So if everything is a remix, then is everything a remix too?
Yes. That's a question. Yes. Absolutely. The new series is a remix. Yeah, I don't claim to be above the process that I am describing. So yeah, it's absolutely a remix. It will include plenty of stuff from the original series. This reboot will. And it's very much a remix of everything's a remix. That is exactly what it is.
So I find the phrase "everything is a remix" something that I come back to all the time because it seems to apply to so many things. It applies to software, it applies to almost everything in technology. Really, it's just so easy to see how things are combined. And now you look at open source and how much of it powers other software that you use, and everything really obviously is a remix. I'm curious what originally inspired you and gave the idea to start down this path of talking about everything as a remix and coining that phrase.
It start. I think I, I've. I think I, I'm not sure. It happened a long time ago, but I think, and I'm sure I didn't know this at the time, and I didn't think of it this way at the time. But I was trying to speak to my younger self because I was someone who struggled with originality. I didn't get it. I thought it was like the thing that you had to do. I had no clue how to make it happen. And it was paralyzing, right? Like I didn't know how to put one foot in front of the other and just start going. So I think I was basically trying to speak to my 14, 15, 16-year-old self when I made the series. And you know, it's just something that was percolating in my head for a long time. I didn't have a name for it, and it started as the examples. The examples were the first thing that came up. Like I had the Apple thing and the Led Zeppelin thing, and the Star Wars thing. And then after a bit, I realized like, hey, these I can I think I can make a story out of these rather than them just being like isolated little videos that are kind of an exploration of the sources of certain things, which wasn't something you can see plenty of that nowadays, but there wasn't anything like that back then. So it started as chunks. That's a recurring theme with lots of creative ideas. They start as pieces, and then after a while you go, oh, I can connect these together and they can be one thing. And that's how it started. It started as pieces.
And so almost everything we're inventing nowadays, we're standing on the shoulders of giants. And, you know, if the wheel hadn't been invented first, then you might have not had the automobile and so on. Are there any truly unique innovations today, do you think, or is really everything a remix?
No, I mean, I mean what I say. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can think of that isn't a remix is the Big Bang. Everything since then is based on transforming, and combining things that were already there before. So yeah, there's no, see, but there is originality. Like what I'm saying with everything is remix is I'm not saying that nothing is original and nothing is new. Like things do hit these inflection points, where there's some sort of radical combination that they've done. Things have slowly transformed over countless, iterations or whatever, but they hit this sort of inflection point, where it becomes something else. Like punk rock was based on 1950s rock and roll and rockabilly, but after you just change over the years and make it louder and make it angrier and make it sloppier, like it just sounds like something else. And eventually it's punk rock. It's something that is different and new, but it emerged out of old things.
You change just enough and you hit this inflection point where it ends up
Yeah.
being something new, even if there's still the old ingredients.
Yeah, it's like a perception thing, I think. Like it actually was, like if you look at the history of any technology or art form or whatever, you can see the precursor to it. It's always there, but there's these points where as a culture we go, oh, like new thing now. But there's always those precursors before it. But we do hit these cultural tipping points where we decide that something is a new and novel thing.
It almost feels like we want to claim certain people are inventors of things, right? We want to say, Steve Jobs made the iPhone when, you know, it was their team at best. And even at that, they were remixing ideas.
I mean, as humans, as people, we just we have this soft spot for ourselves for telling stories about people. We want stories about characters, you know. And I think that's not really the reality of how history, of how the tide of history moves, right? I don't think it's about us as individuals. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't all contribute. Of course, we all contribute, and we all have the capacity to change the future, for sure. But if you remove the great figures from history, like, I think things, for the most part, not always, but I think often things will keep trucking along very similarly. Like, if we didn't have Steve Jobs somehow, we'd have somebody else. We'd still have the graphical user interface. We'd still have smartphones. They'd be different. Maybe they'd be worse, but we would have them. That stuff was out there waiting to be discovered.
So looking back, I must have discovered Everything is a Remix, I believe, on YouTube, likely, which would have led me to the 5th anniversary Kickstarter, where I got a shirt. And so that was a Kickstarter that's sort of like the modern take of, if you want to say Everything's Remixing, of the patrons of the arts in the past. What led you to originally get Everything's a Remix going with a Kickstarter?
It didn't start with a Kickstarter. I just started it on my own. I just started it. I had a job at the time, and I did it. It was an evenings and weekends kind of thing. And then doing a Kickstarter, that was just, you know, it was something that people were doing. It was a different way to buy yourself some time to make cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I did it several times. Maybe I don't know if I'll do it in the future. There's lots of different options now. You know, Kickstarter was sort of the granddaddy of the crowdfunding. Definitely the granddaddy of crowdfunding movement. So it was the primary option then. But there's lots of ways to do that now. So it's not a one size fits all kind of scenario anymore.
And so the new series will entirely show up on YouTube. Is there going to be a Kickstarter or a subscription side of this?
Well, there's Patreon. People can back me on Patreon and support, which will help me, you know, dedicate more resources towards making the videos and getting them out quicker. Kickstarter, who knows? I'd probably, if I did a Kickstarter, it would be for a specific thing, like a book or something simpler, like a T-shirt or posters or pieces of art or whatever, some sort of like specific object. It's possible. All options are on the table for now.
So you mentioned a book, and I was going to ask as a final question, what made videos the perfect medium for you so far with Everything as a Remix? And is this the best medium to share this idea, or write with a book or other types of mediums work better?
It's absolutely the best medium for what I'm doing, because it was about breaking things. I had to demonstrate what I was talking about, right? Like, I had to play you this blues song and this Jake Holmes song and this folk song and whatever, and then play this Led Zeppelin song.
Yep.
I had to show you this Star Wars scene and then this scene from The Searchers or whatever. So it was very visual and auditory. And my interest was in doing something that was, kind of a synthesis of like, it's kind of a book, it's kind of an album, it's kind of a show. Like, it was just kind of this mixture of different sorts of media. I found that, really exciting, and it really, it made it more remixy, you know, like when you can't use music and video, it's not that remixy anymore. You know, it's everybody remixes text, and we